The Weekend Bang, brought to you by NerdReactor.com, is here serving up a nice platter of video games for you. I am Sir Aaron Carter. Let's get the formalities out of the way. You can tell all your friends to go and give us some shout-outs and some feedback at Twitter, at Video Game Bang. Then head over to our Facebook page, /Video Game Bang Bang, because we want to hear from you all the time. On today's episode, Corey, Jada, and the real David Webb join me as we discuss what's coming out in the month of October and November that's going to keep you nice and warm over the holiday seasons. After we give you a huge list of games to pick up during the holiday seasons, head back over to NerdReactor.com so you can download some of the old episodes. We had Ashley Birch on the show, we had Freddie Wong on the show, a lot of good stuff to listen to in the past, and a lot of good stuff to listen to coming up in the future. I think I hit all the bullet points, right? Yeah? You happy? I'm happy. All right. Let's hit this play button on this week's episode of The Weekend Bang.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game, featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. If the ish gets real.
You can get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong, the guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The Weekend Bang is here, everybody. Brought to you by NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? I am Sir Aaron Carter.
You are no nonsense.
No nonsense. This is no nonsense show.
Usually you are nonchalant. You're a little more conversational. But this time it's just get right down to brass tacks.
That's because there is a lot of brass tacks to get down to today.
Okay.
It's a night episode again, everybody. This is like the edgy night show.
Yeah.
It's like you're...
Aaron, I've had erectile dysfunction.
Okay, that's terrible. No.
That's not what we talk
about? That's definitely not what we're talking about this. You heard his voice, everybody. He's here, as always, because this is his house, basically.
Yeah!
Corey Vincent, everybody.
What is up, my pizzas? All right, so Video Game Bang is brought to you by Nerd...
Wow.
Sorry, Autopilot.
Wow.
Autopilot.
Cross from him on the show tonight. Switch systems. I thought you were on your DS right there.
Nope.
Jada, everybody.
Every time you look down and look back up at Jada, there's like a new device or new electronic.
Magic. It's a magic power I have.
I guess that a shake weight?
Just teleport.
Where'd you get that from?
San Francisco.
Ah.
Oh, that's not a shake weight.
Second time on the show?
Second time? No, first.
First? No?
No, he's been on the show.
Second time? Third time on the show.
Second.
First time.
Because we did.
First time in the studio, right?
The second time in the studio.
Okay, second time. The PSP.
Yes. Oh, that episode.
Yeah. Yeah. David Ng, everybody.
No.
David Webb, the real David Webb, everybody.
Scrapping everyone.
He is here to give his specialty. His first thing you did with us was what, the iPhone?
The iPhone.
Seems like
a decade ago, right?
We just recently celebrated our year anniversary with Nerd Reactor, right?
Yes, it is our officially, as of today, actually. So you'll be listening to this on a Monday if you're like hip on the VGB. But this is Saturday, the 25th, and it said a year ago via this wonderful app. If you guys aren't using Time Hop.
Yeah, I saw you and your wife both using this. One for a true fact, year anniversary. The other one for a fake one, you're an attractive guy. And
wow.
that was the weirdest thing to me.
I can't help that someone in this world loves me.
A little bit. So what is this Time app? I don't understand it. But I don't understand it.
It's very simple. You download this thing, log into it, you give it your Facebook credentials, your Twitter, and your Instagram.
So all my social,
yes,
all your
everything
personal information,
social security number, credit card information, all that stuff. Just the basics, right?
A blood sample, really giving everything.
Yeah, your mother's maiden name.
Okay,
and then it'll update you daily on what you said a year ago, exactly 2 years ago, up to like 5 years, I think.
Holy crap!
So it's a lot of information. You get to see how dumb you were like back in the past.
That's crazy. And so it's really accurate?
Yeah, it just goes back. And like one of them was like, I posted a public service announcement to everyone saying, hey, Farmville, should I delete it or not? And I'm kind of conflicted. And then like, sure enough, like 2 days later, I said, thanks everybody for your feedback. I'm deleting Farmville.
And so, a year to that date, you deleted Farmville. Yep. Wow.
So you get to celebrate little anniversaries all the time. It just so happened that the one today was our first episode on Nerd Reactor, which, looking back, was a hell of a show.
We had John Spartan.
But who cares?
Nika Harper
on there,
Nika
right?
Harper.
And didn't we have Janice?
Janice and Raph Van Lee Rop.
Really? On the first
episode? It was a two-hour episode we did.
That's crazy, man.
And look where we are a year later. We got real fucking David Webb and Jada.
Wow. And how the mighty have fallen.
Yeah, I know.
But you're still with us, viewer, listener, whatever we call you people out there.
Yeah,
and that's all that matters, right?
We just care about you guys.
If you haven't heard the previous show, we had the illustrious Ashley Birch
on the
show. And
you know,
what a trooper. She was.
I think I'm in love with her.
Wow, really?
I mean,
don't tell your wife that.
She doesn't listen to the show, so
okay.
It doesn't matter. But, I mean, man, she won me over completely. Like, I was a fan before, but now I'm a fan addict.
We can kind of tell that.
Okay.
Corey's heartstrings were being pulled the whole time she was there, because he was tripping over his words more than normal.
You very much were a drooling fan, as if you were at Comic-Con and she was there, and she was, you know.
And you know, the thing is, by the end of the show, I'm sure she hated me because of
probably.
Bitch, you guessed it.
She probably, she blocked calls from you.
Yeah.
She made sure there's no way that you're going to, but I guess you can put this in your time capsule app and
be reminded one year when you've heard nothing back from her.
Call me.
From one year.
Exactly. You know what I've been up to lately? I've been catching up on shows.
Oh, wow.
Arrow, Flash.
I just did that too.
And I don't understand how I'm going to leave the house anymore. It's ridiculous.
Brought to you by Netflix, everyone.
Yes. Yes. I actually was at a friend's house and they were watching Law and Order. It's in the 15th season.
Jesus.
Crazy, right? And so I told them, I've seen, you know, I'm already on the 15th season as well. They're like, you watched everything? I said, yeah, from season one to now. And they're like, you watched all 15 seasons? I was like, it's on Netflix. Yeah, I watched it all. And then I kind of just stepped back and was like, good Lord, I just wasted
that's a lot
so
of
much
hours
time
of content.
Just watching all this rape and... Every episode there's at least one or two rapes.
Well, now you can just be like, hey, I bet you it's that guy.
Bet you
$10
almost you can. And then what's crazy is you start to not think like a cop, but you start looking at, so like if somebody is over sexual or something like that with you, and you're like, did you have a rough childhood? Like, did mommy touch you?
Come sit on the couch. Let's talk about this.
Because I've seen episode, 37 4 times, and this is the exact same case.
Oh.
So it's like, it's weird though. But, but back to the other ones, because you know what we missed on the show? We didn't do even a show on was the New York Comic Con, which was huge.
Well,
apparently.
When we talked to Mr. Freddie Wong, he was at New York Comic Con.
Yeah, and we just kind of glazed over it. I don't know why we missed it or whatever, because I mean,
it's in New York.
It's the same. It's about the same size as the San Diego one.
But it's in New York. It's so far away. It's like 3 hours in a different time period.
It's not in a different realm or anything like that.
Pretty much. Jeez. It's in a realm where everything is 3 hours beyond where I'm at now.
They dropped some decent-sized news, of course. You saw that we talked about the Avengers trailer.
Yeah.
Which, actually, I went back.
That wasn't launched there, though.
No. It wasn't launched there. But they were talking about the Avengers and everything.
Yeah, but we talk about the Avengers every day.
Do we?
I do, personally.
Oh, wow.
To himself on his time hop.
In the mirror.
Yeah. Like,
one year ago, I was talking about the Avengers.
I'm trying to say, let's stay alive, Corey. Stay alive to watch this next Avengers movie. Just don't die for the new Avengers
movie.
Well,
one of the things that you shouldn't die before it happens, because one of the things that they showed in there was a quick glimpse of a character who looked like Ulysses Klaue.
I've heard two theories.
Okay.
Okay, Ultron's made out of adamantium, right?
Vibranium.
Yeah, he has vibranium in his...
He makes a chassis out of that.
So Klaue would be where they would... The source of
the vibranium. Probably go and search out Klaue to get that.
The other theory I heard, and it's... I don't actually know the lore behind why it would be, but people are thinking it could be MODOK too.
Nah. I wouldn't want that to be MODOK. I can understand where they're going, but this clearly is Klaue. This clearly needs to be the lead-in... for Black Panther movie and all the best black actors in Hollywood right now to be
I ruined your Black Panther movie.
Yes. Because there's no other... They said a lot of the movie was filmed in Africa, South Africa.
Wow, all right.
What other place besides Ebola can you get something that, you know, that exciting for around the world?
Wow. It's
very topical.
It's yeah. Weird, yeah. Yeah. We like
it's a hot button show right now, guys.
We like to keep it topical. On,
it's still at the point where more Americans have been married to Kim Kardashian than have
which is crazy.
Died of Ebola.
Which is crazy, right?
So if you're listening to this show and everybody in this room, the odds of you marrying Kim Kardashian are better at this point than dying of Ebola.
Yeah. So go out there and be somebody. That's what I said.
And to be honest, I don't know which one is worse. I mean,
nah, I'd marry Kim.
You would?
Yeah, that's free cash.
I think, just
yeah.
For the money?
Yeah, it's free
and
cash.
Because Aaron is black, his odds of marrying Kim Kardashian are
tripled.
Like triple hours.
Exactly.
Wow.
I just need to become a rapper or a professional athlete and then
podcaster.
Just like in there.
You know, Kim Kardashian.
Right? You just keep dropping down the list. Oh, professional athlete, rapper, podcaster. That's how it goes.
There might be a few in between you. Maybe Nick Cannon.
Wow. He isn't with Mariah anymore. That is true.
Yeah, see?
He might be... might be onto something
topical
there. But we are about the video games here at the video game bang. Apparently I have a Latin accent now, and I've been in a little conundrum because the last four shows I've said all I played is Smite.
Yeah.
And then I went to our local video game store, the
Gamers
Funk Lab today.
We love that place, man.
And as gamers usually do, kind of like gang members ask, hey, what set you from? They always say, hey, what games are you playing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
They always want to approach you with that. And I'm like, Smite? That's it? And they're, oh, I've never heard of it. I'm on Destiny right now. And so they go into this long conversation about all the big console games that they're playing right now. Because apparently PC gamers are just, you know, we're still
PC gamers are at home playing on their PCs.
They rule, they rule their own kingdoms at their house and the internet. But if you actually go outside to a park and talk to humans, you know, mainly they're going to be console players.
And I think that's one of the reasons why I became a PC player, is to lead them into the world.
Yeah, how's that going for
really?
You?
It's a process, sir. Yeah. You think Dr. Martin Luther King did it in overnight?
Wow.
I'm not trying to compare myself to MLK, but...
I just did.
Yeah. So, get ready for that screenshot whenever I put the image together.
Photoshop.
Aaron Carter the King. Here
that's the one thing about podcasting. People don't know the work that goes into a podcast. It's not just setting up microphones. I mean, creating those images that you guys see, that's time consuming.
That is very time consuming.
I spend more time on some of those pictures than I do this show.
Trying to find that. And then, like, especially with the ones when I try to carve out faces. The first one that I was like, man, this is really time consuming, is when I did when we did the first episode that you weren't there, and I did the Corey is Missing cover.
You know, when I wasn't there, I secretly hoped. I was like, see, I'm going to miss an episode, and they're going to miss me, all the things I do. And sure enough, when I saw that image, I was like, they need me.
Wow. Wow. I was like, it's such a good, you know, Mario's Missing type of
thing.
It
was good, though.
That
was a damn good one.
But it was so hard to make that stupid thing. The racing and, like, zooming in, it was just ridiculous.
Upcoming
games, though. Today is October. We're recording this October 26th. 25th. So we're still in the month of October, so I put a couple of October games in here just so, you know, you don't have to.
But all the sweet stuff is coming in November.
November, and then they had a small list of December stuff, which I was November is the gear up towards Christmas, so
November's always the big month.
So this is the Weekend Bangs tell you, and we react to what's coming out for the rest of the year, or at least the next 2 months.
All right.
Corey, I know you're all the way at the top. That's next year. We might get to that in the second half.
So you put the notes together backwards.
Basically, yes. All right,
that's fine.
Yes. Number one, October 28th for the 3DS. If you're a big fan of Disney and anime-ish, I guess, Big Hero 6 is coming out. That's, of course, the tale about... six obese superheroes that try to fight and save future San Francisco.
Is it really?
No, it's not at all. That's terrible.
You had my interest for a minute.
That's terrible.
Finally, a character I can relate to.
Have you not seen that trailer for the Big Hero 6? Little boy with the robot superhero turn no. superhero.
Not gonna lie, I'm gonna go see that movie.
Are you gonna see that
yeah,
movie?
Yeah, I'm gonna see that movie.
Do you know anything about the whole series?
Zero.
Okay, because I could have swore it was based off of something old, and this is like a re-updated version or something.
It's probably a safe assumption, because that's a pretty popular thing to do nowadays.
Yeah, and Hollywood has no new ideas. That's the problem. That's what that is. We're not going to get into detail about all these, because there are a ton of games coming out. But you got Legend of Korra, The New Era Begins, October 28th as well for the 3DS. Lord of the Fallen, which is an Xbox One, PS4, and PC game, also on the 28th. If you haven't had your basketball fix, NBA Live 15 is supposed to drop.
Why do they keep trying?
Well, because somebody's got to make money at EA, right?
Is it going to be free?
No, you know that's going to be...
The only thing I can say that Live may have a chance is if 2K servers keep screwing up, just because I keep hearing 2K servers issues are still just as bad. If Live comes through, even if the game is slightly worse, most likely going to be much, much, much worse. But if the servers work and people can play it,
then
they're going to take a less polished game for something they can actually play, though.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, I like online and sports and some sports games, but for like... I've never had a pleasant experience with a basketball game online. It's such a fast-paced, precision game to me.
Yes.
That, I mean, I think FIFA does a really good job of their online servers.
FIFA can be very well or very poor, I think.
But in 2K, I don't know, I've played NBA Live, you know, on 360 days, and then 2K in the more recent days, and they're always choppy. I've never had a perfect online game, and so I've always just stuck to the either local or
the career mode. Yeah. Yeah, career modes are the best in sports games. I just love career mode.
It's like an RPG sports game.
RPG sports game. Speaking of sports, just real quick, if you watch sports today, which you probably all didn't, the Clásico happened, Real Madrid versus Barcelona. Huge game. You may be tired or bored of that, but that's literally both teams, they said, were the most expensive teams on the planet on that field right now. So there was more money there than probably a small country in Africa.
Or Africa itself.
Yeah. Or Africa itself. Going down, one that I'm excited for, Power Rangers Super Mega Force for the 3DS.
Yes.
This is all on the 28th, mind you, all these games. SingStar for the PS4. Anybody play SingStar?
That's completely under my radar.
Sunset Overdrive, everybody, for the Xbox One.
I think I talked to Aaron about this one at E3, and I think Aaron's the one that brought me onto this, and then I started thinking about it in the same way. Okay. It's like, it felt like when we were at E3, we were playing like a co-op MMO or RPG.
Okay.
Like
Everything's RPG. I remember talking to you about this. Yes.
Yeah, we'd like be hearing, we'd overhear conversations, and that'd be like, oh, that's our next mission.
Yeah.
And it seemed like all of the NPCs, I mean, other journalists there.
I know, right? Yeah.
Were talking about Sunset Overdrive. Every time I overheard two other people talking, it was like, wow, we should go check out that Sunset Overdrive
game. Like it was scripted,
In the Xbox section. You'd walk a couple feet. The Xbox Live section has Sunset Overdrive. You can go play it now.
I literally went up to the same person twice, and he said the exact same thing. Yeah. Like, have you checked out Sunset Overdrive?
Did you start glitching?
Yeah.
Have you checked out? Check.
I was like, all right, I'm going to go. Did you get to play it, though?
No.
Yeah,
the line was, I got to play it.
I didn't play it. What did you think?
I love Sunset Overdrive. I can't wait for it. It's done by Insomniac Games, so Ratchet and Clank makers. So it's got that over-the-top zany weapons, just crazy. I mean, teddy bears with TNT attached to them. What's not to love? But they have the open world 8-player co-op, and then there's also the 8-versus-8 multiplayer versus, where you start off, I can't remember if you started off in a versus where you're fighting against each other, and then you have like a tower defense afterwards where you have to set up traps and you have to defend against the OD, the overdose.
I think the open world 8-player thing was the only thing that kind of caught my attention.
I think this is a trend. I mean, okay, in the beginning of video games, you know, it was one player, right?
Genesis, okay.
And then
we've always had two players.
Okay, we started with two, and then two was the thing. Yeah, because because every console had the two ports, right?
And you're talking about starting from consoles.
Yeah.
Okay, I was going back to Pong.
Okay, no. Well, still, but, yeah. You know, video games always meant to be like a shared experience.
Exactly.
And, you know, there was the two ports on the Nintendo, and the two ports, And then they started putting four ports. You remember that?
Sega Genesis. I had a four port
adapter.
I had the little adapter for the PlayStation, for the original PlayStation.
64 had the four.
But now we're moving into the era. Like, four has been the thing for a long time. And then now Smash Brothers announces eight players.
Craziness.
Over Sunset Overdrive, eight players. I mean, we've had the ability online to do multiple players, so I'm not saying it's new, but I think it's going to become the norm now.
So you think eight per console is going to be the norm?
I think we might be heading that direction.
I hope so.
I hope not.
That's a lot of
Lot of people, yeah. And
that's a big couch.
And if developers start trying to develop towards that, it's kind of shoehorning him into, you know.
Can we talk about Flustercluck?
Do you want to talk about it?
Just for a second.
Okay.
Just because, all right.
We are currently reviewing a game called Flustercluck.
Clusterfuck.
The PS4. It's a download. It's out, available now, actually.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's available now. So go pick that up. No. You know, you'll love it.
Download the demo.
I played it actually more than you have currently now, and I still hate it.
I'm glad I passed on that one.
Yeah, we decided, you know, I was thinking, you know, we made some friends at the Gamers Funk Lab, and they're like, hey, if you got PS4 reviews, bring them here, because I expressed that we don't have one of our own, you know, so I was like, oh, well, let's try it on a smaller game. So we got Flusterfuck.
Wow.
And this game is so terrible.
It feels like a indie game that they didn't really want to spend too much money on, so they were like, let's cut back on controls, and you know.
You know what it looked like to me from the videos and stuff I watched on it? Look, it reminded me of like a Nintendo 64 game.
It should have been.
Like, that's what it
looked like. No, not your point, Jada.
It would have been so much better.
But no, it wouldn't have been better. Why? Because the problem is, it doesn't feel like a complete game. It just feels like it's... If you think about the controls,
that's true.
One of the controls, so it's a two-stick shooter. Left controller moves your ship.
Right stick shoots.
Right stick is supposed to shoot, but right stick shoots and moves the camera. So you're like spinning and shooting in the wrong direction.
That's a lot of responsibility for one stick.
For one stick. Why? So your enemy could be dead on ahead of you, but you want to kind of like look and go to the right or something, and you're shooting
in
the wrong
direction.
So there's
no strafing.
There is strafing, but it's just
but don't expect to have very good control of where you're aiming.
But you can shoot everybody.
You can shoot everybody, though. That's the thing. So there's a co-op version, or co-op mode, but there's friendly fire. And there's no way to turn it off. So you're just blasting your partner if you know.
We could farm. You could farm
that way.
You
can just simply
farm. Because basically, and this was what was really stupid, is when you start, it's like gives you the little story / tutorial. And it's so over the top and so like, just in your face with the chickens. And you know, they make it, it just wasn't funny.
It wasn't. They tried definitely too hard. And I'm surprised they didn't get sued by... Whatchamacallit, Borderlands
KFC?
Maker.
Oh, for what?
There's a grenade in Borderlands called Flustercluck.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They didn't trademark the name?
No, they shouldn't even waste their time.
To get this off the market? Yes, they should waste their time.
But
save everybody else's money.
That's the danger, and that's where I'm going in the written review aspect of it, is the danger of making couch co-op a pinnacle of your game, because you better have your shit together if you're going to make couch co-op, because... Me alone, I would have been like, oh, this game sucks, and turned it off. But because Aaron was there and we had people watching, we all just riffed on how terrible this shitty game
was. It
was
bad.
So besides one, it turned into like four people just dogging this game. And everybody who came through was just looking at it saying like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, it's almost embarrassing
to
play it in public.
It was.
That's what that is.
It was.
Like, no, I didn't buy this game.
Like, guys, don't you know Destiny's out?
Yeah, exactly.
There's Destiny, guys.
And the issue was, too, like, okay, maybe, I was thinking towards the end, maybe they marketed it towards children. But then they called the game Flustercluck.
And they're just bound for slip-ups, you know.
Yeah,
there,
it's
so.
Like, well, you wouldn't market that towards kids, so I don't know who their market is or what the hell's going on.
You never know. Toys R Us is selling Breaking Bad toys with meth now.
Oh, serious?
With actual meth?
It's got the little meth bags in the character.
I thought that got taken away.
Did they get pulled finally? Because I know they were getting, like, just all
I would have bought that day one. Because I would have known it was going to be taken away. So,
well, other retailers are still carrying it.
Oh, okay.
Other retailers. Toys R Us got them.
Toys R Us, you know, the only
kids store.
Yeah, the only toy store with morals that will take that shit to Walmart.
Walmart will sell you anything.
Oh, yeah, they don't care.
Meth.
No, that one comes with meth. Yeah, that comes with meth.
Yeah, that's aisle 23.
Yeah. Like, were you looking for the meth lab kit? Because we have that as well. if you just wanted something like layaway. That.
Are you looking for to make your own, or is it pre-made? It's what are you looking for?
Just add water.
So Walmart. I literally went to Walmart the other day with a friend of mine, and she just felt so like guilty just being in there. And I was like, well, you should. You should be. I don't even want to be in here with you. But.
Yeah, I always feel like the need to bathe in hand sanitizer when I leave a Walmart.
Yeah, that's not even enough. You have to burn yourself. Get that first layer of skin just right off you. Rounding out October, we got WWE 2K, some of the big ones here.
Oh, that one is going to be huge. You can't hit women
anymore. Only for the old school consoles.
I'm sorry.
But yeah.
I'm sorry. Maybe I'm just old fashioned. But... back in my day of no mercy, if a woman slid into that ring,
she's fair game
for the Royal Rumble.
Games. Yes, yep. For the Royal Rumble,
she goes right over the top,
tossing her right up off, and it was almost even better if, like, because in No Mercy on the 64,
you see Linda McMahon running down the thing.
Yes, like, she had like the business suit. Yeah, I was like, oh, here we go, I got a good one. Toss her over.
No, first stunner.
and then pick her up, one more stunner, just a laugh, and then you throw her over.
You know what's cracking me up though is the viewers can't see this, but Aaron has like the most nostalgic look on his face.
Yes.
Back in my day, we used to be able to...
It's good. Like, No Mercy is the last wrestling game that I can remember that I was like, I really, really love this game. Because there's like one small thing that I know wrestling games don't do now. You can interrupt moves. So, like, if you were going to suplex somebody and somebody speared the mass of flesh that was about to get suplexed, everything just fell apart.
Yeah.
And it's just like, yeah, that's realistic. But somebody hits me. And I'm in the middle of a move. I'm not about to just, you know, they're not about to just slide off me and then fall I complete my move. That's how it happens for like your 2K, you know, WWE and SmackDown versus Raw did that all the time. There was no interrupt. So I was like, this makes no sense to me. And then smacking women, I understand it's bad in real life, but I want to escape a little.
Well, we know,
but not in the ring.
Yeah.
We know a female professional wrestler.
We do.
Yes.
And I was talking to her just like last week about that actual issue. And she was like, well, that's just the WWE. Like, they're got to be PC about it. But she's totally for like the mixed tag matches and the men fighting the women and stuff, because that's entertaining. Like, it's, and she's totally down. She was like, thought it was stupid that WWE's taking this stance.
Well, I mean, maybe they'll they're probably trying to rebrand themselves or reclean themselves up, because when I was younger and watching it, and they had like Degeneration X flashing people with their you know suck it all the damn time. God.
That was the thing, man. I was in middle school telling everybody to suck it.
Yeah, like they were really vulgar.
Yeah,
very vulgar back then.
Doing the cross exactly thing.
Yes.
I had a chick do that to me in elementary school.
Boom. Like,
yeah. What?
Yeah. Did it offend you?
I didn't even know what she was doing.
Exactly.
I was eight.
So, boom.
I was
like, but, so
what's the hand?
Maybe they want to, you know, appeal to the parents a little bit. Like, okay, we're still that, you know, classic Hulkamania type of, you know, good, wholesome, fun type of thing. But I don't care about all that. I want the sleazy stuff back. And then the last couple of games, there's Icewind Dale Extended Edition for the PC. Tet Robach and Co. for the Wii U. Have no idea what that is. Blaze Rush. Anybody know what that one is?
No.
So the big ones basically are Sunset Overdrive, of course. Maybe your 2K15 for wrestling, if you still got a lot. I mean, there's a lot of wrestling fans out there, so yeah.
Wrestling only this week, though, is only for 360 and PS3.
Yes.
Next Gen's is not till next month.
Which
they got delayed
is weird.
I don't know. Polishing. I think it's because they're using the face scan technology, so it probably takes a little bit more time for the next gen systems to get that in there. Mm-hmm. But
when are we going to get the stuff from the, what's the detective? L.A. Noir. When are we going to get more of that voice acting looking face?
When Rockstar is ready to make their
good
next Lord. Game.
That was always so confusing to me, though, because I couldn't, like, especially when you make the linchpin of your game, whether you can tell when someone's lying or not.
I couldn't even tell.
Yeah, I could never tell, because I didn't know. I was like, is he a bad actor?
Yes.
Or is that, like, is he being, like, counterintuitive?
The guy from Heroes.
I got every one of his wrong.
Yeah, oh, the cop, right?
Yeah, I could not understand. Like, he would look nervous, and then I'd be like, oh, yeah, you're lying. No, you were telling the truth. Okay, all right.
Exactly, because I'm...
you
tons
kill
of save points.
Yeah.
In my LA Noir, tons of save points.
I never got to beat the game either.
I didn't either.
No, I got to right when it started getting, like, when you get your big promotion to like the
Homicide.
Yeah, to Homicide, and the game started getting really actiony. Mm-hmm. And then I had to return it because I borrowed it from work.
Well, we got much more games coming up this. Oh no, excuse me. Next month. For
next month after the break.
Yeah, right? Next month after the break. And then we're going to be looking into 2015 for some games that you may not even know have come out or will be coming out. Stick around for more Weekend Bang. And yeah.
Skibbity bop.
Hi, this is Amber Goldfarb, the voice of Aveline de Grand Pré, and you're listening to Video Game Bang.
Hello, this is Cass Anwar Altair Ibn La'ahad from Assassin's Creed Revelation, and you are listening to the Video Game Bang.
This is Strife, the main guy behind Freedom Planet.
This is Commander Torque.
Hi, this is Lilac the Dragon Girl.
This is Spade.
This is Mayor Zhao.
This is Syntax.
Greetings, this is Lord Brevin, and you're listening to Video Game Bang.
Plus five, awesome.
Hey man, I'm Kevin Smith.
Jason Mewes.
And you're listening to the Video Game Bang, which sounds a lot dirtier than it is.
This is Janice Davis, author of Holder's Dominion. And you're listening to Video Game Bang with superstar, incredibly charming hosts.
Hello, Super Aaron. Hello, Princess Cory. It's me, Mario. Woohoo! Mamma mia. You guys, number one. Woohoo!
All right, Jada, how much do I have to pay you to snipe this PlayStation 4 from your friend?
I'm thinking somewhere between $300 and $400.
Between $400? How much is it brand new?
$400. It's $400? So I said between $300 and $400.
$250.
We'll talk. We'll talk.
I don't know.
It'd be for the show. I
getting
mean,
a,
gotta,
getting a portrait with Pokemon.
How did that deal come about?
How good of an artist is he? She?
She. Okay. She's amazing.
Okay.
She's very good.
And Corey, how good of an artist?
On a scale of 1 to 15?
1 to stick figures.
Probably 1 to stick figures?
Yeah. Stick figures, for sure. Negative stick figures?
I'm probably like a negative stick figure,
like,
yeah.
They're missing a leg or an arm,
I'm
usually.
I'm like a stick figure where, you know, instead of like actually doing the arms, you just do a T.
Wow. So the arms that's not just bad, it's lazy. Because you can at least like slant the arms and make it look in a natural position or something.
Nah.
No, they have to be crossed out like they're flying. Okay. Welcome back to the Weekend Bang, everybody. And we're talking about upcoming games. Well, not currently. We're talking about upcoming games. Corey is trying to swindle some system.
Swindle? I'm trying to win this for the team.
You're lowering the profit, though. Like the
of what?
Of the picture, first of all, like
the picture is very high. It's
I haven't
high
seen
value.
The okay. So Jada, why don't you do this?
I will look up some art. And
once she draws it,
uh-huh.
Draws out the whole portrait. Give Corey a chance to draw something.
Give and Corey, if he beats it, yes. Give him the PlayStation,
and then use your honest judgment, you know, and critique both.
That's awful.
Do I get to grade them?
You do get to grade them.
How about just knowing you for so long and still putting up with you?
I think
that's pretty awesome.
Wow.
That was going so well at first.
And then just crashed.
I think this friendship has been pretty beneficial on both sides.
That makes it sound like I'm pretty nasty.
So November, everybody, for video games that are coming
let's
out.
Check out November.
Yeah, let's check please. Out. Let's move to November.
David, are you ready for November?
Yeah,
I'm ready for November as well.
November.
Never called me back.
One of the big ones that's coming out right off the bat is Call of Duty Advanced Warfare.
Oh, yeah. So big.
Now, you see, I was just talking about this one today, and Jerry... He was like, well, Call of Duty's coming out. And I was like, are you really going to buy that game? Like, hasn't it left a bad taste in your mouth so far?
Well, what we saw at E3 or... Oh, you weren't there.
Wow.
No, it was... Yeah, from what I saw, it really looks like the campaign's going to be fun. Like, I was putting so much hope into the campaign, but then... hear there's recent news saying that the campaign is so short.
It's like 5 hours long,
five
right?
5 hours, that's what I heard, too. Yeah.
Such a
letdown. Why were you expecting longer than 5 hours?
Kevin Spacey.
You thought, his monologue is probably going to be long. He's got three of it right there. So the gameplay is actually probably 2 hours long.
Yeah. Well, from the first teaser that they launched on the bridge, and then from what we got to see in the extended cut at E3 with the full sound system going and the... Everything. It just looked like they added so much more, like brought it back to where you cared about the characters again. And then to hear that the story is going to be so short, it's like,
So one thing I will say, though, the little bit I got to touch and play at my manager's conference, the GameStop Expo, it's a lot faster. The EXO abilities make the game so much faster. We had a Microsoft training event. I sent two of my employees to go and play, my big Call of Duty people. And they went and played, and they agreed that it's a lot faster. Like, without the EXO abilities, it's slow, it's boring, but the EXO abilities, being able to dash to the side really quick and dodge everybody, all the incoming bullets, and then take out the person who was shooting at you.
I'm out.
So
why?
I literally just had this discussion last night. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 is when I kind of really started on the downslope of...
Oh, that's right where I went.
And
right,
so
that's not true. What?
No, that is very much true, because
did that come out?
There was 4.
Okay.
There's Modern Warfare 1, basically. Mm-hmm. Then there was World at War.
Yep.
Okay, that was the peak.
Then there was...
Okay, World at War was the peak.
Then there
was
Modern
the
Warfare
best
2.
One.
I agree.
And what I was saying was it sped up during Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. It sped up almost tremendously with the game modes and everything like that. And I didn't like the fast, you know, real quick, like quick scoping. They had these, like, what was the shotguns, the 1884s or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you can just run through and just blast people so fast.
Oh, the
that.
Auto shotgun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
like
terrible.
Everything was just so fast coming off of a very slow paced, well, not very slow paced, but a slower paced World at War. Where, you know, you kind of took your time. There was nothing but basically bolt-action sniper rifles were the best ones, as opposed to, you know, just quick-scoping every single thing in the, you know, world. And then my favorite mode, Capture the Flag, 10-minute match in World at War, 5-minute match. Because they were trying to make it a quick thing. You know, you have running perks.
I feel the same way when it comes to comparison of Destiny and Halo.
Okay.
Halo, or Destiny is like in a spot in between Halo and Call of Duty. Like,
yeah.
I don't like the fact that in Call of Duty you can just be running and then just get shot by happenstance. Like, even though it's more realistic or whatever.
It feels like they spawned a bullet 3 feet away from my face and I just dropped.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know where it came from. Like, just, I was there and then they were like, oh, code to spawn.
The
boom,
kill cam
down.
Is not there like as a... like a bonus feature. It's there because if it wasn't there, people would fucking quit and rage so hard, because you get killed in Call of Duty and you're like, how the hell did that happen?
Yeah.
In Halo, it was like, you know who killed you.
Yeah, you always know. Even if you get sniped, it left the bullet trail, so you're like, oh, I got sniped.
Yeah, you know what happened. But in Halo, like, you can be running, get shot in the back, turn around, and then it's like, oh, it's on. And you guys have a duel. Like, it is a bouncing, jumping up and down, using the terrain, throwing grenades, duck and dive, and before you kill somebody.
Yeah.
You have to kill with skill in that game.
So that's why I was like, anything besides Black Ops, all the other iterations, because Black Ops felt like it slowed it down a little bit, took its time, and, you know,
Black Ops was good.
Yeah. Played the game, mm-hmm. You know, like I felt like it should have been played. But the mass majority seems too like that fast paced run and gun. And I'm nothing against them. It's just not my style now.
Yeah.
So every time I see that a new one's coming out and stuff like that, I'm like, I don't really care, because it's not going to go back to the one that I loved, you know, which was World at War, Black Ops, and Modern Warfare 1. So I don't know. And then we all don't play that game anymore like we used to.
No.
Like, it's just,
it's definitely fallen off of our radars.
So I think this one are the ones that will be now, and then more forward are for the younger audience that are like new experience. This is their Modern Warfare 4. This is what they know, mm-hmm. You know, and they're going to go forward thinking that the series is amazing. And not too much knowing the history behind, you know, and that's cool, you know, that's how it's going to work. I mean, the future is just going to, you know, keep continuing to evolve and everything like that. But I don't know. I'm not picking this one up. So.
As long as it's not as bad as Ghosts, I'll consider it a win in Activision's book.
Because
Ghosts was terrible.
Now, here's the thing, Aaron. There's rumor mill going around. I don't know if it's confirmed yet, but that Treyarch's next Call of Duty is going to be World at War 2.
If it takes it back to World War 2, then I'm fine. I'll give it a try.
You will get back in at least?
Because there's no way you can speed up. There's not going to be... unless they try to be like, oh, the Germans put some type of speaker technology in
Nazi
everybody.
Aliens
yeah.
came through.
No,
yeah.
Don't do that at all. Yeah. Don't do that at all. And then think about World of War introduced the Nazi zombies.
Yep.
Yeah. Come on.
Oh, yeah. No, that's what set Call of Duty on such a big, you know, hype train. Zombies.
Their DLC, every single DLC for World at War was on point.
And it got better.
Got better.
Time.
And yeah.
And then, but then by the next one, they went They went full retard, and that's what screwed it up.
Well, it was a different company, though. I mean, different development team, so...
Even the next Treyarch one, though, even... The
next one after War... I mean, Modern Warfare?
Was Black Ops, I thought.
Yeah, Black Ops 1 was fine.
Black Ops 1 was fine.
Yeah, but, I mean, it wasn't... Black Ops 2... It wasn't 2. World at War.
Because it was... You know why?
They tried to go too story... They threw too much into it.
They tried to go very deep story with Ice Cube and all the rest of them stuff, but... they took it in small steps forward. So it was, what, Vietnam? That's what they basically did. It was World War II, and then Black Ops, I think, was around that Vietnam time. Mm. So the weapons weren't, you know, see-through wall scopes type of thing. So it still had that feel of, you know, kind of old, gritty, you're going to just probably die from gangrene if you get shot by a bullet type of thing, instead of the bullet
refill itself. Your musket.
Yeah, exactly. And I like that. You know, to me, it felt more strategic instead of just blindly firing anywhere and then hitting somebody.
Yeah.
So if we go back to that one, if there's a World at War 2, and what is it called? Gibbing or whatever? Where chunks...
The Gib Factor.
Man.
What is that?
The where Gib chunks Factor, of flesh you, would you, blow
hit,
off you?
If you hit, like, a Bouncing Betty, if you had a Bouncing Betty, your leg was gone.
Like, yeah. I loved seeing that.
You gotta play the rest of the game with one leg.
You respawn and you're just in a chair.
I made the...
Wheelchair.
Professor X.
You spawn at a bar back in America.
Man, you were there.
Yeah.
You just complained the whole time.
I had a parent come in and was asking me about World at War, if World at War was okay for their child, and I just went straight into it. It's like, yeah, you know, it's okay. It's, you know, it's got blood. It's got gore. It's got the Gib Factor, and then I'm not paying attention. The lady only had one arm.
Wow.
And I was so embarrassed. I just kept going. I just kept talking. I was like, I didn't even address it. I just kept going. But yeah, I was like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed.
You can
I'm
shoot
so
off arms.
So I had a very similar situation when I worked at GameStop with San Andreas and a black customer.
Wow. That's terrible. You can steal elixirs in this game for Pokemon.
So that was like every customer you had.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. We've all had that. Yeah, yep. I had the problem with the deaf kid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where I was, are you deaf, kid? And he was like, do you know where the game is? I was like, you sons of mothers.
Oh,
he didn't want to answer me. That was his problem. What else is coming out in November? We got MotoGP, if you're into the biking games. The Wolf Among Us for Gondo.
They're just releasing the full thing one.
Yeah, Xbox 1, 2, 3, 4, all of them.
That's cool.
Assassin's Creed Rogue. Mm. Is that the one where you're playing the anti?
That's where you're hunting assassins.
And then on the same date, you got Assassin's Creed Unity.
Now, doesn't Unity include Rogue?
No.
Well, see, Assassin's Creed Rogue is on the 360 and PS3.
Yes.
Unity is on the Xbox One and PS4.
They're completely two separate games done by two separate teams.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. So
separate stories. Rogue, I think, is going to be closer to like Black Flag, where you have the pirate ship still, or you can go and do all that stuff. Whereas Unity is set French Revolution, to where it's all on land and stuff, and four player co-op.
So Jerry called me on Skype. Sorry, little side thing, and he's been listening to the conversation again, and he actually had something to chime in about the COD. He said, "I actually find Warfare," which he's talking about Modern Warfare, "pretty interesting because it's adding new stuff." COD fans are always complaining about the game being the same every year to them, but them adding jetpacks and futuristic guns, I think it'll be pretty fresh. Bruh.
Did he put bruh?
Yeah, he did. B-R-E-H.
That's awful.
So, so he's looking forward to the new one, apparently. Jerry, we are not.
Nope. So, you lose.
You'll lose.
I will probably play a match or two, Jerry.
But
just one or two, though.
Are you going to have the game?
Yeah, I'm getting it.
Oh, then I got it too.
Maybe.
Wow.
I don't know if it's physical or digital yet, so you don't know yet.
But Assassin's Creed Xbox. Unity 4 players co-op.
That we will be getting.
Which is going to be amazing, I think.
Yes.
I hope, and very, very hope, that they don't confine you to one screen. That you guys can go across the city all
day. No, there's no way. That would there's be no
suicide.
Way.
You never
there's
know.
No
this
way.
Is not Peter Molyneux.
You guys
news.
Say
no, it's
you guys,
it is,
you guys say no way.
I can say it is split because there's videos and stuff I've seen. I've watched live gameplay of them, and two of them are in one room, and the third guy comes in from another room, from a whole
this
other area.
This is not
so there's
you
no
know,
way.
Lionhead Studios.
Yeah, this is no Fable. Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Oh, and there's going to be the Call of Duty bundle that's coming out, too. I forgot about that
The
one.
System bundle, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one Jerry's actually getting.
Oh, okay.
He calls it Bundaroo.
Bandori.
Yeah. Yeah. Halo, the Master Chief Collection. Might as well just glaze past that.
I will have Lego. That one. Let us stop. And pay tribute to the remastering of the greatest game in video game history.
Can you tell me this? 10 years from now, 20 years from now.
Yep.
On the Xbox 7.
Yep.
And they come out with the Halo Master Chief Collection.
Yeah.
You're still gonna buy that.
Oh yeah.
Every time.
That's sad.
And he's gonna look at Time Hop and be like, "Hey, same I bought the Master Chief."
I bought the same game.
Time Hop tells you not to buy that again.
No, you know what?
You did it already, dude. Stop.
I'm going to buy it too, though. I'm with Corey on this one. I'm going to get the Master Chief.
I don't understand what the... Okay, you've already had it remastered multiple times.
Not number two. This is number two's first time.
Number two. Okay, so... But this is what? 1, 2, and 3, correct?
And 4.
Let's not forget 4.
Okay. Well, I could care less about it. I mean, all I like was 4 and... ODST. Why haven't they done ODST remastered?
Nobody cares about
ODST was like one of my favorite ones. That's where it introduced Firefight, and that's when Firefight was good.
And then it also introduced a good story.
Firefight was always good, first of all. Second of all,
Firefight changed after ODST.
The multiplayer in ODST was pretty freaking cool. But the only thing that was really awesome about ODST is because people felt like they were playing Halo 1. Because they removed a lot of like the OP Master Chief stuff, like you couldn't flip things over anymore.
You could flip stuff over in
and
Halo
you had to
1.
Like use more stuff. I don't know. Could you?
Yeah. In which one?
Yeah, that's right. You could.
In Halo 1, yeah.
Yeah, but they brought back like the pistol, I think, from Halo 1 in that one.
It wasn't as strong, so. But yes, they did.
But it was the same.
Jerry said he's only getting that for Halo 2.
Yeah, it's going to be beautiful. They've already released screens of it and high definition
it's
of it.
Amazing.
It's so beautiful. And Halo 2 was the best one. Like it was the best. A lot of people, or like the purist, will say Halo 1 for the pistol and stuff. But for me, Halo 2 with the multiplayer, it was such a great game.
I just liked Halo 1.
I just liked Hang'em High.
Oh, the map?
Hang'em High.
Yeah. My favorite was Lockout. I could get down on some Lockout. I knew all the secrets to get to any point of the map within like 2.2 seconds.
Didn't they redo Lockout in 3, though?
But it was suck. It's called Blackout.
Yeah.
Wow, because it's called Blackout, it sucks.
That's
but
probably
if it's called
reason,
Lockout, it's all right.
It's too dark.
So then I guess we all are in a huge agreement that it's a hard pass on the Halo Master
No!
And we'll move right along to Lego Batman the 3rd, everybody. Beyond Gotham.
It's going to have Kevin Smith and...
Kevin Smith. Conan's supposed to be in it.
Conan's going to be a character.
Okay. Yeah. They're supposed to have a lot of DC characters that you don't even see. Like the Daffy Duck version of the Green Lantern supposed to be in this one.
Duck Dodgers is there.
They had this Detective Squirrel type of guy that's just like... It's some obscure characters that you would never really... See in the
most
forefront.
People are most kids who get it are like
not at all.
They're not going to know.
Not going to know who these people are at all. But they're going to throw them in there. They're trying to do like
Detective
how Marvel
Squirrel is it Secret Squirrel?
No, not Secret Squirrel.
Remember him?
Yeah,
I do remember
Network,
Secret
but
Squirrel,
yes.
But no, it's not that. Minecraft for the Vita will finally release. It'll have a retail release, I should say. Sonic Boom, if you're into your Sonic games, 99 Sonic.
Not for the 3DS. The Wii U one was decent.
For you World of Warcraftians, the Warlords of Draenor will be out November 13th.
I'm getting that. I'm not going to play it, but I'm getting it.
Oh, you get that one?
Yeah. It's already on my Battle.net account.
Maybe we'll give it away to a listener or something.
It's on my Battle.net account.
Far Cry.
Maybe we'll give that away to a listener.
Give away my whole Battle account.
Far Cry 4 will be out November 18th, everybody.
Oh, wait. We can't just glaze over this
No,
one.
Far Cry 4. Well, we should glaze over that stupid mixture of Childish Gambino and Cross.
That made me want to get it.
Why? That song is not suited for that.
A, I like Childish Gambino.
Okay, I'm with
B,
you on that.
B, I like Childish Gambino.
Okay, so that's
and
it.
And C...
It's Far Cry.
It was a commercial for Far Cry, so...
That song just did not go well at all.
Which song did they use?
They used a song called Crawl from his album
Because
of the Internet.
Yeah, and I think there's better songs suited, but I don't know.
Songs all around better suited for that. It just didn't fit. Crawl, to me, seems like a gladiator arena, you hype yourself up before the fight type of thing. This was like action scenes that they try to put
I thought it was pretty stupid in the line where he says that I'm only looking back if I'm looking at her booty.
And then they showed the elephant's
butt walking. I was like, don't do that.
Because it was forced. That's why.
Yeah, that's exactly.
They were like, hey, we got Challenge Gambino. What song are we going
to
use?
Because they chopped the hell out of that song to find the only parts that could somewhat be fitting to Far Cry.
It was very forced. It was
shoehorned
into it. And
then the booty thing was just like, oh, yeah, that was a fail. Nah.
So here's the big question, though, about the game. Are you going to have malaria and be stuck in Africa in this one, too?
I hope not. I hope not.
No, it's going to be closer to 3. So.
I hated that. That was so bad in the other one. I didn't even finish that one, too, either.
I think I spent most of my time just lighting all the fields in Africa on fire.
Well, that was a big mechanic in that game, the fire spreading.
Wait, which one? Far Cry 3, right?
Far Cry 2.
Oh,
3, it was an effect in 3. It was in 3 as well, but 2 is when they started having where if you torched a piece of grass, a patch of grass, the flame would trail and continue going until it was
I was excited for that because that was really supposed to be their like real dynamic, like this. You know,
oh,
fire
I remember
is living, breathing.
Aaron
was I
was so
talking about
it
week
Far
after
Cry 2.
Week. Yeah,
I remember I gave you Far
yep.
Cry 2. And
right
he took
when
you it
came
home.
Back from conference,
yep.
I think was
yep.
Yeah.
He took it home and it
red ring my system. Red ring my damn system.
Ebola.
And it was why the trailers they hyped me up. They were like, you can set a fire, flush out the enemies this way, and then just. You know, spraying them out. Yeah, like that's unheard of in video games. Usually you put the enemy in a spot, they have their places that they roam, and yep. you'll probably learn that and then shoot them off. But to actually force them out of their normal, you know, routine, like, yeah. come
and
on.
See, I
cool.
never really saw them running out of the fire. Usually they just got caught in the fire
yeah,
and burned
and
to
died.
Death either
yeah.
and died in there. Anyways,
so all that crap was
but...
just kind of BS.
Yeah, I do remember using that mechanic a little bit in Far Cry 3, but it didn't seem like.
It wasn't.
It wasn't starting no wildfires like
yeah.
We
no,
get here
Far
in
Cry
California.
2 was a wildfire. It was
like in California.
Topical.
Yeah, wow. we would get we it would you know flame up and move quite a distance and then just kind of just fade out on its own.
Yeah.
And another game that no one ever expects, Dragon Age: The Inquisition.
Oh, that one's coming out!
Cannot
oh my
wait.
Gosh, are we getting that one too?
We are getting that.
November
one.
Yes. 18th.
It's gonna be like
everybody.
Christmas.
See,
wait till that one
you
comes
see how
out.
This relationship is beneficial
yeah,
on your
that,
side
that's
from
pretty,
me.
That's
yeah,
pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
So, David, are we going on more to games? Because we're not going to go out there. They're beneficial. Grand Theft Auto V, everybody.
Oh, God.
Coming out
Please
for Xbox
do
One
don't
and the
do that
PS4.
To our race, Aaron. Do not do that to our race.
That's, they have to know that. They
no,
have
they
to know
do not
like
need to know that. Do not put that in the minds of little ones.
If you do not have the Grand Theft Auto series already, I would suggest go get it. If you just be like, I didn't want to get the Xbox 360 and the PS3, like, at all. You wanted to skip this whole generation, and you skipped all the games for some stupid reason. Then and you were like, I'm going to get the Xbox One or the PS4. Go get this game because yeah. it actually is a good
no,
one.
No, and the enhancements they made to it for the PS4 and Xbox One, the first person camera mode is pretty awesome.
It's first person.
You
camera
can they
mode?
Added a they added a first person.
That
you can play in
dope.
First or third. There's the graphics are so much like just the textures and everything. It just it's so much wow. more alive. And I think the selfie mode's even better too.
The review we did for Sleeping Dogs, that one. Kind of reinvigorated my faith in remakes, even so soon. I mean, I think it's a crappy, like, capitalistic type of thing to do to, you know, to re-release the same damn game that everyone just bought a year ago.
Mm-hmm. Square Enix needs money.
But it was done so well with Sleeping Dogs. Like, it's just a good game. And you could put a really good game on any system in any generation, and people will probably buy it. So yeah. I'll probably buy the GTA 5.
We got Pokemon's Alpha Sapphire and Omega Rubis coming out on the 21st. David seems to be excited. What are you excited about for this one for?
That was sarcasm.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
I was like, I thought he was
one.
Too. I was like, David seems like the person who's going to set up that secret base underground and have.
You're not
going to
do all
dead.
That.
Well, wait a minute. You can do that in Pokemon.
Oh yeah.
In Ruby and Sapphire.
Okay,
yeah.
Now I'm excited for it. Now
yeah,
I'm
you can set up your base and you can you can put trainers in there. It's like a kind of like your own gym and stuff. Like
the
that.
Last Pokemon I played was Yellow.
That's a good
gotcha.
One.
Gotcha.
Right.
Good Jerry one. Just said I got to pre-order that Pokemon's.
I was going to get...
His words, not
mine. I was going to get the Ruby and Sapphire, but the Nintendo went and did the next game on our list.
I saw they did the Mega Evolution for Steelix now.
Yeah, Steelix yeah. and one other. I can't remember they just announced. But, I mean, the fact that they decided to launch another game on the 21st, that's going to trump Pokemon. Sorry.
Apparently, hold on. You get a with that pre-order.
This one, I'm excited.
Hold on, you get.
I'm lost on the notes.
If you pre-order, you get a Mega Evolution of Gengar.
No,
that's a completely different thing.
So that's going on. That's going on right now. You just go to GameStop. They give you a card. It's only good till tomorrow. So Jerry, if you haven't gotten your card, you need to go tomorrow and get your card.
Jerry, you need to go and get
that
tomorrow.
And pray that your store is not out. The store you're going to is not out because I know mine ran out like a week ago. Damn. So good luck.
All right, another huge one for the month of November.
Here we go. This is the main event, ladies and gentlemen.
Geometry Wars 3.
Yeah!
Wait. That can't be right.
Super Smash Brothers Wii U.
David Ng is somewhere in the world going, yeah!
Right, mathematics.
Angles.
Yeah, Smash Brothers. I actually fell asleep today to a 30-minute video of the
all the new
Wait,
stuff.
Who's
yeah,
we?
All the new stuff.
Who's we? Who
not, I fell asleep, too.
Okay, I thought you said we fell asleep earlier.
No. Okay. Don't worry about my personal life. Super Smash Brothers Wii U, and apparently they are maxing this whole thing out with a whole bunch of stuff.
Yes.
A whole bunch of music, first of all. A whole bunch of characters. They said right off the bat there's like, what, 40? Is that what they said?
45, 46.
Wait. Before unlockables?
Before unlockables.
What?
Yeah, that is
ridiculous. Yeah, they said a bunch of characters like that normally you would unlock. Ness and Ganondorf are unlocked from the start. And then there's other characters you'll still have to unlock, like Duck Hunt Dog and Bowser Jr. You'll still have to unlock them, but...
8 players co-op. Going back to what? Not co-op. 8 players versus.
Technically, you can do 7 people against one PC.
Eight person brawls going out there now.
On certain stages.
Yeah, because they want it for the big stages.
Yes.
So you're not going to have, like, you know, little small stages where 8 people are just falling off the side automatically.
Which sucks. I would love that, but I'm afraid of what the frame rate's going to look like with that. When it gets those 8 players, because.
But it's not online.
It's not online. So it's local, so it's a good chance it won't mess with it.
Yeah, so it should be good.
I don't know.
What other big things was in there? They have a board game mode.
Mm-hmm. It's like a Mario Party.
Kind of like a Mario Party mode.
Yep. To replace the Smash run, since that's not in there.
It's a lot of stuff. There's if I didn't so fall stuff. Asleep, I probably would have known all of it.
What did you say, a board game mode?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like you move around and collect trophies and stuff like that. As
it seems like all your classic ones are back.
Mm-hmm.
They're adding co-op to a lot of them. So the basic mode, they're adding co-op to... The
home run, the derby.
They're adding co-op to a lot of all your basic modes.
Mm-hmm.
I like the legend one or whatever, where you have to go through time.
All-star mode.
I love that.
Yeah, all-star mode is a blast.
What is that?
That's basically where you have to go through and fight every single other character.
It on the DS version.
By era.
It's by era this time. They don't always do it by era, but this time it's by era, and... This one's going from newest to oldest in the Wii U.
And one of the big things, and Jerry just pointed out right now, Mewtwo, apparently.
Yes, Mewtwo.
Is that such big news?
If you
Mewtwo is trending.
Huge trending.
Mewtwo has been like a fan favorite since Melee.
Which I don't understand.
He was awesome. His throw was OP. That throw where you'd pick him up, spin him, and toss him?
Yeah. Not really, sir.
Mewtwo's throws were good. They're still nowhere near on par with Ness, but...
I don't know. He wasn't huge to me. I just saw him as another Samus.
Yeah, because he had that charge.
Yeah. He seemed like he was a little smoother with his moving and everything like that, but they have reaction videos. Literally reaction videos online.
No, it's crazy.
To the news and announcement that he's coming out.
Mewtwo, you gotta imagine, Mewtwo was such a huge, influential Pokemon in so many people's lives that were Pokemon fans or whatnot, just because he was that... They had Mewtwo movies, the Pokemon movies... centered around Mewtwo, so those
I don't
people.
Understand.
I was never a big, huge Mewtwo fan, even though I took a Pokemon quiz and I was Mewtwo. Go figure.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't see the big.
But that's it's huge, apparently. So you have to have both, though.
You
right?
have to have bought both the 3DS version and the Wii U version and registered on Nintendo's website to unlock him. But he's also not ready yet, so he won't be available until
2015.
Early next year.
Yeah.
It's like February or March of next year.
Was that like a last minute decision?
I think it's Nintendo's plan for DLC. I think because they want the game out before holiday, because they know if they don't launch during holiday, they're going to lose. They're not going to get the sales they need. But I think it's also their attempt to start doing DLC. So I imagine we'll see Ice Climbers make a comeback and some other characters.
I heard Ice Climbers are not.
Well, DLC, though.
Yeah, no, I just heard that they weren't going to put them in there.
Well, I know they didn't put them in the 3DS because the 3DS was maxed out.
Yeah, I heard that
but,
as well.
But I think they'll come back via DLC.
That seems weird, especially with Mario Kart, seeing the reaction they got when they released that Link was going to be playable through DLC and this the... crazy amount of
Nintendo
fanboys freaking out. It's like Nintendo went, holy shit, there's money in this.
We got characters we can put on stuff. Okay, let's do that.
And EA goes, yes, my children.
So a lot of good stuff coming out, of course, in November and the end of October, wrapping it up. We didn't even get to everything. Little Big Planet is coming out as well on the PS4 and PS3. What the hell is that?
Motorcycle.
Was that a motorcycle sound?
It was an airplane.
Oh, my gosh. It was rumbling. Like I said, Geometry Wars, the big one that we glazed over, Penguins of Madagascar.
Oh, my goodness. Can I cannot wait. Those guys are hilarious.
So definitely not a boring holiday season coming up for you if you're into that. Jerry said the we mentioned the GTA remake, Jerry. Thank you.
Jerry, we posted if you wanted to be on the show. You could have.
Let us know in the forums or on the whatevers if we missed anything. For David, Jada, and Corey, I'm Sir Aaron Carter. This was the Weekend Bang and all the wonderful games that are coming out for the rest of this year. Goodbye.
Let me bang.
Let me bang.
Now go fuck yourselves.
Nikki, what did you?